This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, where divorce coach Corey Shapiro helps you get creative and not reactive in your divorce. Tune in now to get the support you need to make it through this difficult time. Here's your divorce coach, Corey Shapiro.
Welcome to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast. I'm Corey Shapiro. Today's topic is divorce coaching. And if you're new to the podcast, I am an attorney, a divorce attorney in New York City, and I provide divorce coaching on this podcast, in my book, and other media. And we're trying to get creative and not reactive in a divorce. And it's so easy to get reactive in a divorce. So easy. What's on my mind, just like last week, I'm still U.S. Open fever. And I've been listening about these stories about all these mothers who are playing tennis at the Open and like kicking ass. And one in particular spoke to me, Taylor Townsend. She's an American player. She's had tremendous success in the doubles field, but really hasn't reached her potential in the singles area. She used to be the number one ranked junior player. And she took some time off, like a little maternity leave from the tour. And she's back with a vengeance. She's now screaming into the third round. So very impressive, Taylor. And our quote this week is actually from Taylor Townsend. And it goes like this. Most of the time, you want to be in control, but you're not in control. So you can control what you can and what you can't, you got to let go. I guess she learned that the hard way. Being a parent, we all know you can't control a baby, a toddler. They do what they want to do. And let's think about this in the divorce context and in just our lives. Do we find it hard to let go? To let go of the need to be right. Maybe the need for revenge. I know I do. I do. I find the need to be right. Before I became a divorce lawyer, that was my problem. And it's taken me a lot of work to just literally be quiet because I read this great thing. It's either be right or be alone. And I chose to let the other person be right because it doesn't matter sometimes in the long run. All right, so here's we're going to move to our question for our podcast. And if you have a question for the podcast, go to question.gettingdivorced.org. You can submit a question straight from your browser. We do voice questions. We have a question from Greg, and he asked as follows. I'm thinking about getting a divorce. I've been hearing about divorce coaches. Why would I need one? What is a divorce coach? Can I just use my divorce lawyer? Well, Greg, great question. Great creative question. We haven't really spoken about divorce coaches, hiring a divorce coach. I know we do divorce coaching on this podcast. And let's just break this down. Yes, you could use your divorce lawyer as your divorce coach, right? But sometimes, just like in doctors, sometimes divorce lawyers don't have that bedside manner that we need for our emotional side. You know, I don't know how recently you've been to the doctor, but if you go to a doctor now, a lot of doctors, it's just about diagnosis quickly. You have a very limited time with them, and then they just want to MRI you just to cover themselves, just in case really something happens. Right. So there's a whole emotional side to this journey. And if you can't get that from your divorce lawyer or you don't want to pay your divorce lawyer's rates, there is an industry that's been created that just focuses on the emotional side of divorce. Right. So think of the lawyer as the logical, the tactical side to really, you know, when you're in a divorce action and you really need to get things done, that's your divorce lawyer. But remember, you're the CEO. You're driving the bus. The lawyer is not driving the bus. And you got to make sure the bus is going in the right direction. And yes, you can talk to your friends. You can talk to your, what we call gurus, people who've been through divorce, but you got to really find out what's important to you. And it's hard to think long-term when we're emotional, when we're stressed. Think of this. Let's put this in a different world that might not be as defensive for us. Let's think of financial advice, the big industry financial advice. And money for many people is emotional, right? It's emotional. And I read this great book by this author who writes a lot of books for financial advisors, but he wrote one book for the popular audience to basically sell people on hiring a financial advisor. And basically his whole book says, you don't need a financial advisor. You don't need one if you're not emotional with money. And since everyone at times is emotional with money, you know, think of all the marketing they do for us, you know, and anything you can think of to really get us to be emotional, to spend more than we have to. That's when you need a financial advisor. And likewise, in divorce, it gets so emotional so quickly. And that's why going to a divorce coach to help you through this emotional process may be helpful. Another quick story. I was recently on a family trip to Ireland. And thankfully, we hired a tour guide, an amazing tour guide. Props to Lloyd Cray. If anyone goes to Ireland, Lloyd Cray, amazing. He literally guided us through a week trip where I did not have to think when I was emotional. I've never been to Dublin. I never been to all these different areas. I wanted to do everything. I didn't know what to do. He literally gave us a roadmap to make our life easier. Now, if we had a year there, maybe we didn't need Lloyd or a tour guide. But as they say in life, time is money. And if you want to really decrease your budget, your time, your energy, your emotion, the energy it's going to take for this divorce, it's good to have ideas thought through with a divorce coach. Let me give you an opposite way of doing things. Okay, Greg, let's say, okay, I hear what a divorce coach does. I could still do it myself, which you can, Greg. You can do it yourself. No question about it. But here's what probably is going to happen. You're going to have what's called, or what I call, toxic talks. Here's the toxic talk. The talk you have with your spouse multiple times, and they all end the same way. Okay. In arguments, not getting anywhere, defensiveness, not helpful. I want to move toxic talks to tactical talks. And to do that early in the process, that's what I think a divorce coach can do very well. All right, that's your partner. Since you know U.S. Open's on my mind, if the number one tennis player in the world has a coach, we can have a coach too. All right, here's our divorce news, and Greg, it's all about you for divorce news because I really want people to think about this. So if you're on the fence about a divorce coach, you think it's a cost, not an investment, I want you to think about a top player. Top American player who's a teenager. She's 19 years old. She's Coco Gauff. For people who are not even playing tennis, you probably heard of Coco Gauff. She started playing tennis at the old age of 15. 15. Yes, that's not a typo. It's 15 years old. Unbelievable. She's now 19. She's been on the tour. She's had some success, but also reached a ceiling. And she really wants to win majors. She wants to be the best of the best, like a Serena Williams. And what she did is she hired one of the best coaches we have, Brad Gilbert, who wrote the book, Winning Ugly. Great title, Winning Ugly. So influential in the tennis community. He's an ESPN commentator, but he also does coaching. He did Andre Agassi. For many years, helped him win many majors. Andy Murray, he helped win. He did Andy Roddick, who helped win his only major. So this guy's big time. And he's expensive. Brad Gilbert's not going to stop doing what he's doing for ESPN. he's going to only work with people who are fully committed and who have the budget to really hire him. And Coco Gauff did that. And she then, literally after just starting working with her this summer, is having a super hot summer. She won her first major tournament, not a major, but a what's called a thousand, a top tournament right before the U.S. Open in Cincinnati. And then she gets to the U.S. Open right now in the first round. She's on prime time in the biggest court U.S. Open has. All eyes are on her. And guess what happens? She's down two sets. Women play two out of three sets at the Open. Brad's there, but he's not worried. She's not down two sets. She was lost. She's down a set and a half. And she came back and she won that tournament. She came from, I mean, not the tournament, that match. She came from behind and she won it. She wasn't scared. And that, if you look at the footage on TV, you'll see Brad being positive, being supportive, being what a coach does, what she needed to get through her little stress in her mind. Am I good enough? All eyes are on me. And she did it. She's amazing. So that's what a coach can do. And the positive perspective is this. If you're on the fence still, Greg, you don't have to marry a divorce coach. You can reach out for an hour of a coach's time, just like a therapist's time. That's how they generally work. And see if they speak to you. And here's how you know if they speak to you. Here's what I want you to look at. Is there a zone of genius? The ability to simplify very complex things? That's what Brad Gilbert does. And that's what any good coach does. So that's what you're looking for, Greg. All right. I believe in all of you. Thank you for listening to our podcast. I think this is a good time to stop. I know things are going to be tough. There's going to be tough times. But I believe in you, just like Brad Gilbert believes in Coco. I believe that things are going to get better for you, that you're going to overcome them if you have the right mindset to get stronger. If you are interested in this podcast and you want more information, you can check out our website at gettingdivorced.org. We have our archive, and you can even schedule a one-on-one pre-divorce coaching call with me. You can go on there and find your link, and I can provide a roadmap early in the process if you're thinking about things. So to make sure once you do hire your divorce attorney that your budget is going to be realistic, and that's the key. All right, I'm Corey Shapiro. I'm your friendly divorce coach. I'm helping you get creative and not reactive.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast with divorce coach Corey Shapiro. Divorce can be a difficult and overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Corey's book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, is here to help you gain clarity, composure, and a strategic mindset. Get it now as an ebook on Amazon or an audiobook on Audible, and unlock the power of these resources to make more informed decisions and gain better understanding of the process. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.